Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's Thanksgiving Eve. It was cold, it was snowy, and yet you decided to gather to worship and thank your Lord. That is what this nation is called by God to do, to return thanks to which it is due. And that is to give thanks to the God who has provided us with everything. Not just one day out of the year, but every day we are to return our thanks to our Lord. That as the time of the harvest now comes, as it is reaped, as it is prepared, too often those of us who are not living on farms forget just how important that aspect actually is. The planting of the seeds, caring for it that it may grow, praying fervently that it would bring forth fruit. Caring for the animals, raising them, feeding them, nurturing them, preparing them to be consumed by the family for the sustenance that God has granted. All of these things done with the brain, the hands, and the heart and the soul of each individual. All done by God's providential hand. Because if God in his providence chooses not to send any rain, chooses not to let there be any water for irrigation, chooses whether to scorch day after day or cast the sun from its rays, the crops won't grow and that which we have will die. And it's important that we remember that it is God's hand that does all of it. We've lost sight of that with our technology, with our belief that we have control over all of these things. We can seed the clouds. We can make torrential downpours. All of these things are now a scientific reality. But it is God who we are to trust. It is God's hand in our lives that provides the growth. So this day, tomorrow, when you gather with your families, take time to give thanks. Perhaps go around the table and say something that you're thankful to God for, recognizing that everything you have, everything, your clothes, your shoes, your house, your home, your wife or husband, your children, grandchildren, your aunts, your uncles, your nieces, your nephews, your colleagues, and your friends, all are given by God. I say the same thing every year. I don't care if you talk about politics at the dinner table tomorrow, but I do care about the fact that you give glory to God. Our world doesn't want you to share your religion with other people. But that's the world. That's not God. God desires you, O child of God, to proclaim the mighty deeds that he has done, to give thanks to him for all of those things that I've mentioned. I pray for safe travel for you as you go about your business tomorrow. For those who might be entering the woods, I pray for safety and bountiful harvest. But always remember who is the giver of every good gift. Everything that I have, everything that I am, is a gift from the Lord to be returned to him. My actions, my words, all should, number one, give glory to God Almighty, and number two, benefit my neighbor, starting from my own home outward. Is that how I view my life? When I look at my finances, do I recognize that all of it is actually a gift from him? And that just as he says through St. Paul in 2 Corinthians, both in our epistle lesson for tonight and on the back of all of our bulletins, that God loves a cheerful giver, that I do this not out of the compulsion, not because I have a pastor who stands up here and tells me how much I should be giving every week. I don't do that. But reminding you that things have come from him to be returned to him. All of you. Not just your wallets, but all of you, giving glory to him. And then the church is called to be good stewards of those gifts, to use the finances brought in to further the gospel of Jesus Christ, first at home and then abroad. This is stewardship. Stewardship of the land that God has given us, stewardship over the wife or the husband or the children, all of these things working to return them to Him. Moth and rust will destroy your car. Moth and rust will take your home. Natural disasters will come. But your children, if the Lord has granted them to you, are an eternal treasure from the Lord. Give glory to God by raising them in the faith, by telling your grandchildren as often as you see them that Jesus loves them and died for them. Do not let the devil in the world convince you that you are not allowed to talk about Jesus tomorrow. Talk about him even harder. Christ is king over all of creation. He is king over Waterford. He is king over Tishigan and East Troy and Rochester and Burlington and wherever Wales and wherever else you drove in tonight to be here from. He is king over all of them. To him alone be glory. Make sure that you use what God has given to glorify his name and help the neighbor. The Israelites were promised. God told Abraham that he would give his descendants, his seed after him, this land of Canaan, a land that he had set apart for them. And while it took hundreds of years to actually bring that about, God is always faithful. And so for a time, they go down to Egypt. Remember, Joseph is mocked by his brothers, put into a well without water, and then sold into slavery. They pretended like he was dead and told their father that the son that he loved most was no more. But even in this, in the mockery of his brothers, in the mistreatment of his brothers, and in the selling of slavery, God was at work. God is the one that brought Joseph down into Egypt. God was the one that allowed Potiphar's wife to make false claims about him so that he'd end up in jail. God was the one that let the butler and the baker end up in the same jail as Joseph, that he might interpret dreams because of God's gifts. God is the one that gave the dreams to Pharaoh. God is the one that also raised up Joseph to tell Pharaoh what those dreams meant. That there would be 7 years of plenty, but those 7 years of plenty would be followed by 7 years of famine. God raised up Joseph, who had been mistreated, who had been mocked, who had been hated, who had been sold into slavery, who had been jailed. God used him to provide for all people. God would bring Jacob and the other brothers of Joseph down into Egypt, and he would provide by his hand. Do we believe that God only did that in the Old Testament? Do we believe that God only did that to those who settled in Rhode Island? No, God's providence is true in our own hands as well. So, dear child of God, rejoice. Rejoice that God has made you. Rejoice that God has made all creatures. And look how you may serve Him. The church sings. We give thee but thine own, whate'er the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.